One. One, two, one. One, two, one. One, two, one. One, two.
You go.
One, two, yeah. So, because you can now hear it through there, that's the foyer, not the hall. So, the same logic, if we now go into the foyer, it should work. Everyone can listen to my mic. That one should work.
Yay. Perfect. Yeah.
It should pick you up enough.
You need to... That one. Something like that. This one, you just sing first one, twice.
First one twice, not this or this.
Yeah, no, not this one. It's the order. Order.
Good morning, everybody. We're going to start worshipping now. So if you'd like to find a seat, that would be great. Although, actually, you might find it easier to stand as we sing. So let's worship God together.
Of God and through His love and gentle. Have a seat. So this is a big day for Lorena. It's great you're here. It would have been very embarrassing for me if you hadn't been. And it's great family and friends and everybody that's here for this big day. You could stay there for the whole service if you like, just stand. I've got some notices to tell people that there's a service tonight at 6:30, which is reflective worship. Then to say that Stella Taylor, who's a member of the church, is in hospital, if you could remember Stella in your prayers. And congratulations to Kate and Pete on the birth of their son. And this is a cool name. This is a cool name. Barnaby Gabriel. Yeah, come on. That is one cool name. Yeah. I know you're all jealous. Next week, we start the run-up to Christmas. Can you believe that? Carols, if you want to be part of the choir, you don't have to be able to read music. You don't have to be able to sing in four-part harmony. But just come. 5 o'clock, there'll be a rehearsal. The other thing to say is that Mike Brennan, who's the guy that manages the building, is retiring. We want to make sure we give a decent gift to him. So hand some money to Liz Cook or put some money in the offering, labelled it, put it in an envelope so that make sure that it gets into that pot. You might have heard that we've got this celebration of the fact we've been a church for 350 years, big gala dinner, get your ticket from Teresa and save yourself a whole load of effort. If you're part of the alternative Christmas card, again, Teresa, she wants your cash and she wants your wee thing to stick and make this card so that everybody gets it and you don't have to send cards to each other. Ha ha! So let's be still together. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us, O God, as we come to worship you. We join to sing, "Be still, for the presence of the Lord." You could sit or you could stand if you, as your legs will let you. Yeah. have a seat. We're going to join together to pray. Come in, come in. This is one of those services where you start and there's four people, and by the end of it there's 40. And it's strange because it's the later one. There's no excuse about sleeping in, is there? Unless we have had people turn up in their pyjamas before now. Let's join to pray. Glorious God of all seasons and all times, we gather from our different lives, joined together as one family, to tell you that we love you. We're glad to be here. We're glad that you are here. We're glad that we can recognize your voice speaking into our lives. Praise be to you, gracious God, for the joys of the earth in all its rhythm and changes and all its amazing variety and all its stretching challenges. Praise be to you, gracious God, for your heart of compassion, healing and accepting and transforming for good. Praise be to you, gracious God, for the lives that you give us, disturbing us to become your people, fired by your Spirit and led by your light. Forgive us that sometimes we allow our lives to be so crowded, filled with distractions, that we are not kind to people, we are not generous, we are small in our vision and lazy in our discipleship. Draw us close to you now and help us to set behind us all our past failings and to focus on you, our Lord and our life. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer and say it in whichever language suits you. Our Father, who art in heaven, everybody needs a Duplo brick. My glamorous assistant will come and... So come and get one. Everybody needs one. Everybody needs a Duplo brick. I know you're all thinking, oh, she's obviously talking to everybody else. No, I'm actually talking to you. Everybody needs a Duplo brick. Everybody needs... Hip, 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 everybody needs a Duplo brick. If you sit there, this is going to take us a very long time. Everybody needs a Duplo brick. Yeah. Everybody got one? Yay. Oh, you've got a face. You're lucky. Everybody got a group of... Thank you, Rose. We're going to, in a minute, hear a story from the Bible, which is about what happens when they come out of the temple and they see these amazing bricks and they're struck by the order of them and how they've been there for so long. So what I want us to do first is to build a tower, to see if we can get all our bricks into one huge tower. How tall do you think it's going to be? About there? Do you think? About there? Taller? Don't know? Right. Who's anybody got a fourer? You've got, up you come. You can start. You can be at the bottom. And then let's build it up. Oh, you've got a fourer as well. Yeah. Right. On the, just put it there. That's it. Build it up. Up, 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 up. Yep. Yeah. That's it. Big ones first. That's it. Ah, get that big tower going on. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I think it's too many engineers in this congregation for my liking. It's all a bit sensible. There's a bit of engineering going on. People are thinking about it. Come on, we need a bit of foolishness. Yeah, exactly. That's it. Come on, let's go. Come on. Up, 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 up. Oh. You have to wait. You hang back. Sit. Sit. Come on. Keep going. All right. Who's, anybody else got a four? That's it. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Wobbly. Go on, Craig. See if you can. Here comes Craig's with airplane arms. Airplane wings. Wings, not arms. Oh. Oh. I'm going to put that there. Yeah? That's it. Smiley face on. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Where are you going to put your face? Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Nope. Just more eyes. Oh, oh. Come on, you chewers. That's it. It's like, what's that game? Is it, what is it, Kaplunk or? Yeah. Go on. Right. All right, go on, and it's a real test of Anne's driving skill, whatever else. Here, I'll hold it, you push it. Shall I put it on here, there? That's it. It's good. Right, now. Whoa. That's it, well done. Good. Oh, 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 phew. That's cool. So here we have this tower. And would you like to put up the words of the order and chaos? If you would please say the words that are in dark type, and I will read. This is one of the stories from the life of Jesus. So, order and chaos. Order and chaos. Jesus and his friends were coming out of the temple where Jesus had been teaching about the coming of the kingdom of God. Look at that, Jesus said, one of his disciples. He was pointing to a huge stones that were neatly piled on top of each other, ready to be used in building the new part of the temple. Herod, who was the governor, was making the temple bigger. He thought it might make him popular with the Jews. Jesus' disciples were certainly impressed with the building. It's all very ordered and very big, said Jesus, but it will soon all be in chaos. The disciples weren't sure exactly what Jesus was talking about, and so they asked him to help them to understand. Jesus said, We all like things to be ordered, but the stones neatly piled up. But life won't always be like this. Sometimes there's needs to be chaos, to shake things up, knock things down, so that a new order can be made. Don't always depend on order. Sometimes chaos must rule. As we go out into the order and chaos, may we have our strong foundations in you, O God, so that we will not fall down. So if you see this this box, if I am going to tidy up this box, if I am going to tidy up this box, it's going to get worse before it gets better. I can't tidy it up in the box as it is. I just can't do it. So I've got to do this. And sometimes in life that is true. That actually to make something better, you have to, as it appears in the short term, make it worse. So you have to challenge people. You have to challenge things. It all has to get a bit messy and untidy. And then you can bring in the order. But sometimes we have to have the courage to challenge things. And my friends, as Lorena will discover, sometimes some of the things that we have to challenge are our ideas about God. Sometimes people have got some very old-fashioned, out-of-date ideas of God that they've hung on to, and actually, they're not right. There's a whole load of people who say to us, I don't believe in God, and we need to have a conversation because we don't believe in the God that they don't believe in either. Sometimes we need to get rid of some stuff before we can have it sorted. But that doesn't mean that that's easy. It's easy for me to say. What would happen if I did this? Sometimes we have our ideas, our order, and it's easy and it's comfortable and it's how we think it is. But God, like that reading, comes along to challenge us. And sometimes turn it upside down. And it is actually a bit of a turning things upside down to think that you can be baptized into the church without having to explain or declare that you believe. Lorena is going to be baptized today. Her parents are going to make promises, but she herself is a sign to all of us that God looks at the world in a very topsy-turvy way and loves us. No matter who we are, God is still a God who loves us. Now, I'm going to move these out of the way just in case anybody trips over them. But then, Lorena, you're going to come forward and you're going to bring your parents with you, are you? Come up here. Bring your mom and your dad. Now, the first thing I'm going to tell everybody about is your godmother, aren't I? Because Jane here is Lorena's godmother, and they have a contract. And I'm going to tell you about their contract. Their contract is this. Number one, please will you give me a card? Number two, please sometimes come to my home. Number three, you will be kind. Number four, please sometimes will you take me out? Number five, will you please tell me a story? And number six, this is when we cut to the chase. Please sometimes give me a present. Don't pretend you don't agree. What a fabulous thing. Isn't that great? Now, these are small signs, we would say, about Jane's love for you. And Jane, in that moment, is expressing God's love for you, which is just fab. As you already know about in the love that your parents have for you and your sister. Alanis, would you come? Would you see that font? That's that little. I know it looks pitiful as opposed to great big huge marble things, but bring it up and bring it over here, would you? And then we'll use it. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to say a blessing over this water. So let's pray. We thank you, God, for water when in our world there are plenty of people who are thirsty. We thank you that we've got water to spare for this sacrament. We ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on this water, that it would be a sign of your washing and your welcome. Bless us as we use this water as a sign of your love and your grace for Lorena and for all of us. Amen. So you've come for the baptism of Lorena in the response to the call of Christ and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Do you believe and trust in one God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit, Maker of heaven and earth, Redeemer of the world, and Giver of life? Do you promise to teach Lorena the love of God and to bring her up in the worship and the life of the church? And as a community of God's people, representing the whole of the church, do you welcome Lorena and promise to share with her what you have received, the gift of God's love revealed in Christ? Yes. Exactly right. So, Lorena, here we are. Lorena, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the first thing we're going to do is pray. God of love, we rejoice again to receive your grace in word and sacrament. We ask that you would guide and guard Lorena all her days. May your love hold her and your truth guide her, your joy delight her. Bless her parents that she may grow up in a secure and happy home. Bless her sister as they share family life together. Give to her family wisdom and courage, laughter and peace, and the love that endures all things. We give you thanks that Lorena is held by a family in the UK, but also in Brazil. And we ask that you would bless them too, Lord Jesus, on this celebration day. God of grace, the miles and history cannot separate you from us. We offer our whole lives for Jesus' sake. Amen. We're going to sing. No, we're not going to sing. Pardon? Oh, yeah. We're going to have the video. Sorry. Well, the video. You put that down. That's it. That's it. After all the technology. This fabulous thing. Please, let's see it. It's just great. Thank you. Oh, fabulous. I have to say, the bar on these the videos that people produce at baptisms is going up and up and up, because, one, that was just fantastic. I mean, your production is really good, but let me tell you, the bar has gone up out of the... because the father wrote the song, produced the song. I mean, that is just amazing, you know. That is like, woohoo, the challenge is, the gauntlet is thrown down. What a fantastic thing. It's lovely. Yeah. Right, we're going to sing a blessing. Can we sing The Lord Bless You and Keep You first? Can we cope with that? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let's sing that again. His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm stealing this microphone. You can have a seat. No, no, not you. You can't have a seat. Go on, do it.
Oi, eu sou do Brasil e eu fui convidada hoje para orar por vocês em português. Hi, I'm from Brazil and they invited me, not they, but they, to do a surprise for Lorena because it's her baptism today, and we are very happy, but we're going to pray in Portuguese, okay? Senhor Jesus, nós agradecemos ao Senhor e queremos louvar o Teu nome pela vida de Lorena, Senhor. Que o Senhor, Deus, a partir de hoje, Senhor, como o Senhor tem cuidado dela, a gente viu no vídeo, e que o Senhor, a partir de hoje, o Senhor possa estar, Deus, cada vez mais na vida de Lorena, Senhor. Que ela seja uma criança cada vez mais abençoada, Pai. E que também sua família, Pai, seja exemplo, Senhor, para outras famílias. E que outras famílias possam conhecer ao Senhor através dessa família, Pai. Guia os passos de Lorena, Senhor. Coloca as palavras certas, Senhor, na boca dela. Faz com que ela seja uma menina... uma bênção, Senhor, para que ela alcance também outras pessoas, Pai. Transforma a vida dela cada dia mais, Senhor. Abençoa Lorena, Senhor, da cabeça aos pés. E que em nome de Jesus, Pai, a sua luz brilhe através dela. É assim que nós te oramos, em nome de Jesus. Amém.
Amém. So, we have a certificate to make sure that everybody knows that this day happened. Who shall I give it to? You, Mom, Dad, Alanis? You? Okay, that's okay. And because we want to be part of... Oops, you see that? That's how it all starts. And just to make the point that this isn't a United Reformed Church baptism, it's a Christian baptism, and all the churches who know about it are on the back. See? Go. Now... we recognize that today is the start of, one of the steps in your journey. I'm going to give you this book. What do you think this book could be? It's a day, it's a, you're in a church, and it's all about Jesus. So what do you think this book is? Could it be a Bible? Do you think that's a bit possible? I think it is. There it is. And because we know that that is a grown-up book, we think that maybe you might want something a bit more for now. And if you were a little kid, we would give you a gift. So we thought we'd give you a gift because you're a big kid. It's cool. It's good. And now we're going to give you a thunderous round of applause. table, and we're going to sing. And we're going to sing a hymn which is we sing in this church. You're probably never going to, if you don't come to this church, you're never going to sing it anywhere else. And it's Father, May Your Holy Spirit. What happened to that microphone? Oh, it's there behind me. Right. So let's stand and sing, if your legs will let you. It's okay, I'll let you. So one of the things that we know is part of our calling as we gather is to pray. We're going to use some pictures and some words to pray for others. So let us pray. God, you've not given us the earth for war and destruction, but for growth and food. Let those who thirst have clean water. Let those involved in war, civilians and soldiers, Israelis, Palestinians, Afghanis, Brits and Americans, let them return in peace. Strengthen those who in this day face disaster and financial ruin. And may there be people committed to help with the rebuilding. Give peace after all storms. Vision that things can be better. And an energy to recognize that change will be your will. pray for ourselves. Help us to recognize, oh God, those things that we need to leave behind in our lives. And to have the confidence to know that sometimes it will be chaotic and messy on the journey through, but that you will guide us and support us. And we offer all our prayers, the ones that we've said out loud and the ones that we've offered in our hearts and minds, all of them, in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to close our worship by singing I, the Lord of Sea and Sky. And while we're singing that, we'll take an offering. Okay. Do you want to give that round to everybody? Do you want to give that round to everybody? Do you want to give it to everybody? Just take it round. Just take it round. And now may the blessing of God, the Creator, the Son, and the Spirit be with us and those who we love for now and forevermore. Amen. We're going to put the...